Hello, welcome to Black British Girl Talks Crime, Finance, etc., a podcast about crime, finance, and other things. Each week, I will bring you a true crime story or financial advice or just about life as a black girl in British society. Follow along for true crime stories, tips on budgeting or home ownership, and general insight into current events and black British life.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode. So today I want to talk about Jamie Walker, which she is not a well-known victim of crime. So she was an 18-year-old beauty queen and honors student. She was quite deeply religious, and she went out on a date the night of Friday, May 8th, and returned to her home in a part of town known as the West Side, which is a primarily African-American neighborhood. So her father, James Walker, owned and operated one of the area's best-known bar and restaurants called the People's Choice on West Owens Avenue, and it was widely assumed that the family had a lot of money. Jamie disappeared from her home in the early morning hours of May 9th. She left without putting on her shoes. Her mother, Eleanor, believed that someone Jamie knew talked her into opening the door, which allowed other kidnappers to enter and take her. Hours later, Jamie's father, James, received a call. So this is now May 9th, 1981, while he was at his business. The male caller allegedly told him that, "I've got your daughter," and demanded $75,000 for her return. Before the call ended, Jamie Walker got on the line and said, "Daddy, they are not kidding." The caller instructed her father not to call the police because the family was being watched. So James tried to buy time, telling the kidnapper that banks were closed for the weekend, and the caller proposed that James sell his Mercedes. During a second call, a different African-American man, it was alleged that both men were African-American, suggested that Eleanor's then-boyfriend might have the money. So it's clear that whoever placed the calls knew plenty about Jamie Walker's family. A third call placed hours later to Jamie's brother included a few words from Jamie herself saying she was okay, and then an odd statement from one of the kidnappers that Jamie was the wrong girl, that she had been taken by mistake and would be returned. So family members went to the house where Jamie Walker lived with her mother, Eleanor, who was separated from her father, James, and found a back door ajar. Items also were knocked over in her room. At first, the family followed the kidnapper's instructions and didn't call the police. But after Eleanor telephoned a family friend who worked at the DA's office, Metro was notified and a frantic search began. However, articles in the Las Vegas Sun alleged that police didn't start looking for Jamie until 10 hours after the initial call. When detectives interviewed Eleanor, she identified two potential suspects. One was Willie Shannon, who lived in the neighborhood and occasionally would stare at her. Eleanor said there was another man who had recently been fired at the People's Choice Lounge, which was Jamie's father's business. Willie is where we're going to focus on, and he was 6'5", 185 pounds, and he had a previous police record. He lived near the home, as we said, and he reportedly had been asking questions about Jamie, though the two barely knew each other, and it was reported that he had an eye for young girls and a reputation for often having his way of them. Eleanor later said, "Later I was thinking he was the biggest weirdo of all. I had a weird feeling right away about him. He came to my house the day she was kidnapped because he said he wanted to sign some insurance papers. All of a sudden he had to run an errand and got up and left." Willie was a professional boxer and his nickname was the Cannon, for reasons that would become obvious. He served 9 years in a Florida prison for a robbery committed by a group of kids, which he was involved in. He was 16 when he went in and 25 when he came out, and whilst in prison he learnt to box. At 29, he started a boxing career. By the time Willie arrived in Las Vegas in 1979, he had a record of 14-0-1 with 11 knockouts, and he won a title and became Nevada's cruiserweight champion. Jamie's brother James received boxing lessons from Shannon, from Willie, and spent time at his house. But in a 2009 interview, James said that Willie routinely fighted neighborhood girls into doing things they might not otherwise want to do. He said he would take young girls to his house and he had these big dogs, which were actually pit bulls, and he would threaten the girls with the dogs, like, say, "If you tell anyone what I made you do, I'm going to get you," and put them on you. Jamie's body was found that Sunday morning, which was actually Mother's Day, by three Marines assigned to Nellis Air Force Base beneath a 50-foot high bridge at Lake Mead National Recreation Area. She'd been missing a little more than 30 hours, and the cause of death was a fractured skull, so it was said that she was actually thrown off this bridge. After Jamie's murder, Willie's boxing career disintegrated. In 1983, October, he failed to show up for a weigh-in because he'd been arrested that very day for raping and assaulting a teenage girl, a crime for which he was sent to a Nevada prison. He was convicted in a separate case in July 1985 of kidnapping him. He was convicted in July 1985, and he served 13 years in state prison. And he was accused by an older woman in the same year, but who said that Shannon forced her into a park bathroom and raped her, but was acquitted of that charge. So despite Eleanor's suggestion that Willie was responsible, nobody was found responsible for Jamie's death. Willie was questioned by police days after Jamie Walker's body was discovered. He denied being involved in her kidnapping, saying he had been training for boxing at the time she disappeared. He said that Jamie's family was involved in drug trafficking and that he thought Jamie's murder had something to do with that, which the family rigorously denied. He said that Eleanor's boyfriend had burned someone in a drug deal and that the kidnapping had been an attempt to recover the lost money. Fingerprints found at the scene allegedly didn't match Willie's prints on file with Metro Police at the time. Years later, it was made known publicly that Jamie had been raped before she was murdered, and thanks to technological advances, a small semen sample was retrieved from her underwear and was saved for decades in Metro's vault. So, also what was found is an inmate who had served time with Willie in Nevada told detectives that he had all but admitted his involvement with Jamie's kidnapping and murder, but he conveyed details about the failed ransom demand and almost bragged about what he had done. In 2004, Eleanor wanted to get Jamie's story on television again to reignite interest in the case, and she reached out to a television reporter named George Knapp and asked him if he'd ever heard of the case, and he worked for Knapp TV and they did run a story on Jamie's death. In 2010, Eleanor was later to learn that Metro had received a $500,000 grant that would allow it to conduct advanced DNA tests on evidence from several cold cases, including Jamie's. Detectives had a difficult time obtaining DNA from Willie. A Florida parole officer inadvertently tipped him off about one plan to get a sample, and eventually they succeeded. The results of the tests indicated that Willie's DNA was found on Jamie's body. Detective John Scott said that the odds are 11 billion to 1 that it was Willie's. Detectives went to his home in Florida and arrested him for a murder in December 2010. When he was brought to Nevada, he entered a plea of not guilty. Unfortunately, Eleanor died aged 70 before this trial could begin, but a substantial pile of information from her in written form and on videotape could be introduced in court. Willie made an Alford plea, which meant that he accepted an offer from prosecutors to plead guilty to second-degree murder and avoid the death penalty. And an Alford plea in USA law is a guilty plea in criminal court whereby a defendant in a criminal case does not admit to the criminal act and asserts innocence, but they acknowledge that they have enough evidence to state that it could be them who committed the crime. In March 2016, Willie was sentenced to 15 years in Nevada State Prison, aged 64, with eligibility for parole after 7 years. Taking into account the fact that he would get credit for time served in jail awaiting trial, he would basically potentially be able to get out of prison within months of his sentencing hearing, which he did just over a year later. So it's questionable whether Jamie Walker did actually achieve justice or not. I would like to thank the following sources that I use, which was Reddit, Wikipedia, bradenton.com, knpr.org, reviewjournal.com, and lasvegassun.com.
Get your fix every week by subscribing to Black British Girl Talks wherever you get your podcasts. Any pictures or further information concerning each episode will be on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Black British Girl Talks. And as always, if you have any questions, DM on Instagram. Until next time, goodbye.